Anita. This is another one of the very next one. You show the proper parts of the to this. Are you taking care of this person? Are you watching out for that? Taking care of everything that has to be done so that we could continue to grow. And of course, very supportive of the way we chose ourselves to be Eved Hashem. Never letting things go flatly, but always encouraging. You have to look after this, watch after that, and keep on growing. As I'll say about Moshe Rabbeinu, when Bal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Shalom Parah Zahom, Tachan Leg Yikach Mitzvah. While all of Bal Yisrael were looking to be behind the mitzvah of taking booty from the giant, taking money, gold and silver, Moshe Rabbeinu went to be behind another mitzvah, and he went to take the Atmos Yosef. My mother was a Chachma slave, Ikach Mitzvah. My mother came to Eretz Yisrael, a young girl, to America. To America, a young girl. Many of the family know the miracle of Hatzolah, of the parents and her, and how she went in with a passport of, as a baby. She went in as the baby of her cousin, who were her aunt, cousin that lived in Switzerland, and my grandparents gave her over to them. They had a baby in the passport, so she was taken to be the baby, and eventually then my grandparents came, of course, also. This was after the Nazis came to Vienna, and the Jews had to run away in the middle of a Shabbat. The Rebbe gave a clap in the shul and said, everyone that could go, go by train, go however you can. My mother came when she was still very young to America. And she fit in perfectly to American society. The people that she knew, the people, her peers, were generally children of survivors who came to the new land, new country, and wanted to make a new life for themselves, build themselves up, and not as survivors, but as Americans. And she excelled. She spoke a perfect English, no trace of an accent, and excelled in all of her studies. Charming. When it came to get time to get married, the last thing someone like that would want is a survivor. My mother met my father, and she said, this is what I want. He's a survivor, a very strong emunah, despite everything that he went through. And that's how he built the house. The house built on Torah and mitzvahs, a strong commitment to Torah and mitzvahs, studying children's yeshiva, and nurturing them in that direction. And that's what that was what she chose for herself. That was the Chachan Levikas Mitzvah. And everything that she did, wherever she was, she dove into whatever mitzvah, Sarche Tiber, that she could be involved in a mikveh committee, this committee, that committee. The shiurim, everyone from Eretz Yisrael that knows her knows how when she went to a shiur, she didn't just go to a shiur. She was a central member of a shiur, organizing whether it's the funds or the recordings or whatever it is, on top of everything, even when she was in the hospital, when she was Pisakko called, she didn't have much translate, but she asked me, "Are you sure you remember to give the money that I had put aside for the shiur, for the market shiur, for this one that he has to take care of?" And the people of the neighborhood know that she was like a mother to those who didn't have, who needed, who she could help. Achnosus Archim was a way of life, more than a way of life. Achnosus Archim was something that that dominated the Shabbos table and other times, even giving out the house, also having people in the house, the Shabbos table, all sorts, and the people in the neighborhood that needed it, she looked after them and made sure that she would be there for them. That's what I had told, what had been told me. Since now she's like a mother to me, but we've heard that from many people that came from Chutz La'aretz, Talmidim. I'm not going to speak about my mother. The Chayyim Tzitzit has to say something. These are things that I hope we'll be able to take with us and continue. Myself, my own family, she should be at least a teacher for all of them.